We start with another broadcaster. Woody Hansen is here. He was the man behind the microphone in 1968 when KSRO provided a broadcast for the Time Capsule in Santa Rosa. And that Time Capsule, of course, just unveiled last weekend. And lo and behold, there was that 1968 broadcast. Woody Hansen is here. Good morning, Woody.
Good morning, Pat. How are you? I like your open music, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Very glad to have you here, Woody. And we didn't even know that broadcast was in the Time Capsule until until the city and the museum, History Museum of Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, decided to enlighten us about that. So we put that broadcast on our website, the KSRO website, so people can go back and listen. What are your memories of making that particular broadcast?
Well, it was a lot of fun. I don't think it really represented a typical day at the station.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were trying to get in some information. But it was fun, and I enjoyed it. I had a couple of things. I wish I would have identified those young ladies who were the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah. There are always those regrets, right?
Yeah. They were 14 years old, so what, they'd be 64 now.
Yeah. Tell us about your tenure here at KSRO, Woody.
Pardon me?
Tell us about your tenure here.
Well, I had a good time. It was probably one of the best stations I ever worked at, tell you the truth. I was thinking about it over the last couple of days, and it was like a family. The station manager, Frank McLaurin, was the dad, so to speak. We were the kids, and Merle Ross. Wow, Merle Ross, the program director, was the glue that held everything together. He was like the old grandfather, although he wasn't certainly that old.
Right.
Merle did a whole lot to hold us all together, and so we had our squabbles. We worked it out, and it was like a family. It was very much a team. I enjoyed it a lot.
And Jim Grady, of course, a very big presence at KSRO, even in 1968.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Jim was the big gun in the morning. And it was my pleasure that when Jim went on vacation or got ill, I got to sit in for him. And I like that.
Yeah, because sometimes Jim Grady would call in sick, as I understand it.
Well, I didn't know about that, but maybe he did that. He probably did it to give me a chance.
Probably so. That sounds like Jim Grady. And now you're part of the historical reference point, not only of Santa Rosa, but of this radio station. So where did you go from here, Woody?
I went up to KCRA in Sacramento.
Yes.
And that's what brought me to Sacramento was KCRA. I went up there and became the program director for a couple of years. Finally left there. I left radio in, I think, about 1970. I had an option of being, I have had two loves in my life. I'm lucky enough to have two loves, besides my family.
Yeah.
One is art and one is radio. And in 1970, it was sort of a renaissance in art. And I thought, well, my daughter's getting older. And if I'm ever going to make the break, I ought to do it now. And I did that then.
Well, it's a great part of our history that you are now a part of. And listening back, I love the jingles. All of us just love the jingles from 1968. We'll play one of those for you when we get a chance. But it was fun to listen to. Woody, what was in 1968? What was the format of the radio station?
We were middle of the road format, and I think Frank McLaurin mentions in the tape that we were looking for the older audience above 18.
Right. The older audience.
So we played middle of the road music. That would be like Frank Sinatra and Peggy Lee, Tony Bennett, people like that.
Yeah, the
Fitzgerald.
The format underwent changes several times over the past. You know, we just celebrated the 80th anniversary of KSRO last September.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know there's been some changes. I was, I forgot that I could get KSRO on the internet.
Yep.
And I'm going to be listening more and more. I've listened the last couple of days. I really like what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
I like the sound, and you're doing a good job. I like it.
Well, it was, you know, we were a very big part of the largest disaster in Sonoma County history last October, of course, with the wildfires.
Oh,
and, you know, it's we were lucky enough to be able to stay on the air for the duration and participate in the effort to try to get everybody safe and now involved in the effort to try to get everybody who can to stay in Sonoma County as we are not in the middle of, but at the beginning stages of rebuilding and recovery.
Now that you bring up the fire, back in 68, KSRO covered fires. In fact, I remember when I was a newbie there, I took the mobile unit out. And I don't know why I had my wife with me. She was pregnant at the time, but I did for some reason.
Oh.
And I was you know, a red-hot reporter and went out there and trying to give a report on the fire, and I found out that we were fast becoming surrounded by the fire, so we had to hightail it out of there.
Yeah, that's
but
wise.
We would go 24 hours, drop our format and go 24 hours and broadcast news of the fire, you know, of course, in that area that fire and floods are pretty predominant.
Those are the two biggies, and yes, neither of those have gone away, that's for sure, over the course of the last 50 years. Well, Woody, it's been fun to listen to your broadcast from 1968. Again, anybody who would like to tune in and find out what it sounded like at that time, 50 years ago, feel free to go to the KSRO website and take a listen to it. And so thanks for doing that for us 50 years ago, and thanks for being with us. Here's what it sounded like, by the way, in 1968.
The number one station in the Redwood Empire.
And that's Woody Hanson. Woody, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Pat. It was a joy. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. Thanks a lot.
And appreciate by the it. Way, I want to mention, too, before you go, that that Woody is an artist now and does watercolors. And you can you see some of those online?
Certainly can. WoodyHanson.com. Thanks for the plug.
Anytime, Woody. Anytime. Thanks for the entertainment from 50 years ago.